I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Earthquakes, hurricanes, flooding, and drought. Our globe is facing an array of natural disasters at the moment, and some ministries have been impacted by several of them. But there are practical and prayerful ways that you can help. Plus, a ministry is stepping into the lives of refugees to help them see a better future. That introduction coming up. But let's start first with Latin America, where central Mexico has been devastated by the worst earthquake that the nation's seen for decades. As of yesterday afternoon, authorities had confirmed more than 200 deaths, but the search through the rubble continues. Compassion International serves over 50,000 beneficiaries in Mexico, and while they begin assessing the impact, they're still grappling with the earthquake that struck the southwest region of Mexico just a couple weeks ago. Becca Bishop of Compassion has the details.
A little over 700 of our children have been affected. One has been severely injured and at the same time lost a caregiver and a sibling. The prayers for that child are greatly needed.
Several of the churches were damaged and some even destroyed completely, but the ones still intact have become temporary shelters. Compassion teams are working around the clock to make sure that everyone is accounted for.
They take a tally on each individual child and make sure that that child is safe, make sure that they identify what their needs are, make sure that they know where they are. They are going out and being the hands and feet of Jesus. They are, you know, delivering meals to children who need it.
Would you pray for safety and emotional healing? And to support Compassion's disaster relief, go to our website. Next, recently Bethany Global, a program under Bethany Christian Services, held its first ever fundraiser. Now, the fundraiser, held in Grand Rapids, Michigan, brought in Christian blogger Jen Hatmaker as the night's keynote speaker. Unsure what Bethany Global does? Well, Bethany Global's Christy Gleason shares.
So Bethany Global is the international arm of Bethany Christian Services. So what you know about Bethany Christian Services is very similar to what we do at Bethany Global. Family preservation, counseling, foster care, adoption. We do all of that just like Bethany Christian Services. We just do it in 17 countries around the world.
In other words, they focus on family sponsorships, and these sponsorships help keep families together and prevent orphans from being created.
I want to see a whole lot of energy around family preservation. I want people to get involved. I want people to learn and read about the awesome things that are happening with families overseas. And so I'd love it if we could get 150 sponsorships just tonight alone. And that will help us serve more families. It'll help us go into new areas. It'll help us open up programs in other countries.
Pray for Bethany families to gain sponsors. And if you want to walk alongside some of them, you'll get details at missionnews.org. And for refugees in the Middle East, the thought of a better future can seem like an impossible fantasy. The horrors they've experienced have left them vulnerable and desperate. One ministry, though, is working to meet as many of their needs as possible. Nuna with Triumphant Mercy in Lebanon explains how they're helping.
We're mainly working with distributions and with education as we plan Bible studies, we plan groups and evangelistic events, etc., etc.
Triumphant Mercy works with Lebanese as well as refugees from Syria and Iraq. And though the relationships between these groups can sometimes be tense, Nuna says their motivation is fostering unity in Christ's love.
A lot of people ask me why. Why do we do this? Especially in Lebanon, because of the history in the old times. We had the Syrians invading Lebanon and staying in Lebanon for a while. So people would ask me, why do we do this? And my common response is because God tells us to do so. He just pushes us to go forward and to just bless people and to forgive others and to work with others.
It's this kind of love that can give people hope for a better future. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. You might wonder how radio impacts people around the world with the hope of Christ. Well, this month, Transworld Radio is offering a free booklet called Stories of Hope that lets you glimpse inside transformed lives and take encouragement from God's fingerprints. Get yours free when you click on the banner at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.